Okay, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. All right. Lord, we're grateful for your kindness, Lord, bringing us here today, letting us have a desire to be here. Lord, we know that you put in us the desire to come here and to love you and to worship you and to learn about you. And I thank you for that, Lord. I think sometimes I wonder what I would be doing right now had you not saved me. And I'd just be at home, or who knows where I'd be or what I'm doing. But Lord, I'm just glad that you saved me and saved the people here, Lord, that we're here worshiping you and loving you and learning about you and fellowshipping, Lord. I'm just grateful for saving us. And I thank you for Chris's Bible class this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray that for myself and anyone else that we're not like hypocrites, Lord, that our love for you is real and genuine, and that we all probably have a little hypocrisy in our lives, Lord, but that we'd clean that up and repent and just live for you and let our yes be yes and our no be no and not be hypocritical, Lord. So thank you for Chris and the work there he did. And Lord, I pray now that as we sing these songs, we'd sing them because we love you, because we want to worship you, and to let you know how grateful we are that you love us, Lord. So help us as we sing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this first song, it says how we must tell Jesus our trials and our burdens and our problems, right? To go to Jesus with these things. And Jesus even tells us that we can come to Him, right? For these things, for help. But sometimes I think we go to Him and we ask Him for help, but we don't like His answer. He tells us what the answer is, and we don't like it. We don't want to hear that answer. And it reminded me of Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he had a burden in 2 Corinthians 12, I'm going to start in verse 7 here. It's a little bit of reading. Paul saying this, "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" So my point is this. Paul went to God and said, "God, take this thorn, take this burden away from me." Three times he asked. And God said no. Now what Paul didn't do is he didn't complain. He didn't try to find another answer, right? He didn't, "I don't like that answer. I want my own will, so I'm going to figure something else out," right? He just took what God said and went with it. And sometimes we don't like His answer. We got a burden or a problem or this or that. Sometimes God wants us to have that. So, listen, we need to go to the Lord Jesus with our burdens and our trials, but we also have to be willing to listen to Him. No matter what the answer is, we've got to be willing to listen to Him. Because really, He knows what's best for us. He knows everything. He has all the information, right? And He's the only one that really can truly help us.
Yeah.
In this song here, it says, "Oh, how I love Jesus because He first loved me." Now, we know that's true. We know it to be true that we would never love Jesus on our own. He shows us that, you know, we don't even want to have anything to do with Him. But when He loves us, then in response, we end up loving Him back. And we know that that's true, right? And because it's true, I like to tell people that. I like to tell people that I love Jesus. Just for example, somebody will say, "Hey, you want to do this on Sunday morning or whatever?" I'm like, "No, I got to go to church, man." "Well, why do you go to church?" "Well, because I love Jesus." Right? And I like to tell people that I love Jesus. But I think sometimes we have to be careful a little bit that we don't end up looking like we're arrogant or smart or self-righteous or smarter than them. Like, "Well, I go to church because I love Jesus." And you don't. Like, it can come across that way sometimes, right? Like, "I figured it out and I'm smart because I love Jesus." And we don't want that, right? We want to make sure that when we tell people we love Jesus, it's because He loved us first, right? Because it's true, first of all. And two, because it gives God all the glory. And it takes away any credit from us. "I love Jesus because He first loved me." See, it's not me. Nothing about me. It's all about Him. See, the world wants to find any flaw in what we say for a Christian. They're looking for the flaws to discredit us, discredit the Bible, right? So we want to make sure that we tell people that we love Jesus in a way that's humble, in a way that they understand that He loved me first, and that's why I love Him, so that He gets all the glory. In this song, it says, "Thou art exalted far above all gods." And sometimes I don't even like to say that because you know what? There's only one God. There are not other gods. I know it's a little g up there, little g gods, but there's really only one true God. There can't be all these other gods. And like a couple of religions, the Hindus and the Native Americans, and their religion, they got like millions of gods. Buffalo God, water God, sun God, this God, that God. All these different gods, right? Or some religions have humans that they worship as God, like Buddha, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Mary. The Catholics worship Mary. But you know what? They're just humans. They are humans just like us. And they worship these people. They are not gods. They're just humans. And they're all dead. Every one of them's dead. None of them rose from the dead. None of them died and rose from the dead. None of them, they're all dead, just like you and me. We're all going to die. They're dead. They're just regular people like us. And I looked into, what's the big deal about Muhammad? Like, what? Why do they think he's so great? And I was just looking around a little bit on the Google there. And you know what his greatest miracle was? They say what his greatest miracle was? The Quran, the book. Writing a book is not a miracle. I could write a book. It might be a comic book, but I could write a book, right? That's not a miracle to write a book. What's the big deal? And Mary, the Catholics worship Mary. You know what her greatest miracle was? She didn't have one. No miracle. She did nothing. No power at all. She had a baby. Yes, it was the Son of God, but all kinds of you have had babies, you women, right? No power, no miracles, no nothing. These people have no power, and they're worshipped as gods. Look, there's only one true God. And He sent His Son down here, and He died, and He rose from the dead. And we know Him. And He died for us, right? That's the real God. So let's think about that. Like, there's really only one God, and we know Him. And this song says, I exalt Thee. It means to praise and lift Him up. Let's thank Him that we know Him and that know that He's the true God that came and died for us. And let's exalt Him. Let's pray. Lord, we know that sinful man has made up a lot of gods, Lord. Whether it's a statue or a buffalo god or other people. Lord, sinful man has taken the glory that You deserve and starts worshiping other things, Lord. And Lord, I'm just grateful that we know who the real, only true God is, and that's You. And we know that there's power in You because You've changed us. You've made us different than we were before. And there's real power there. And we're grateful for that, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that if we have things in our life that distract us from You and we start worshiping things in this world, that we
repent of that and just give You all the glory and You all of our worship, Lord. And I just thank You, Lord, that You let us know You. You're a good God who came and died for sinners. And we exalt You for that, and we thank You.